Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Monday, May 18. In Squiz Kids today, pool noodles fight COVID, pandas fly home, the Great Lawn Bowls Revival, and Iceland rules Eurovision. That's what's making news, kids style.
The lowdown.
If the announcement on Friday that the AFL would finally restart on June 11 wasn't indication enough that there is finally light at the end of the coronavirus tunnel, the emergence of Australians from lockdown at the weekend, with parks full, shopping centres busy, and the odd cafe and restaurant reopening its doors, only further added to the effect. But it's not over yet. While Victoria announced cafes and pubs would reopen with a 20-person limit from June 1, Queensland said it had no plans to reopen its borders just yet. Which is in stark contrast to Italy, whose Prime Minister yesterday announced that despite being one of the countries in the world worst affected by COVID-19, it was planning to reopen to tourists next month. Speaking of reopening, restaurant and cafe owners all over the world are grappling with how to restart their businesses while keeping patrons 1.5 metres away from one another. Hats off to the cafe owner in Germany who made a bunch of hats with a set of criss-crossed pool noodles stuck to the top of them for her customers to wear and ensure they kept a healthy distance from one another. And a shout out too to the restaurant owner in America who dressed up a bunch of blow-up human dolls and sat them in every second booth in her dining room to make the place look busier than it was. There are links to both of these ingenious innovations in today's episode notes.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Canada, where zookeepers at the Calgary Zoo have decided to put a pair of giant pandas on a plane back to their homeland of China. For weeks now, since coronavirus restrictions have limited plane flights about the world, the zoo has been having trouble finding fresh bamboo to feed its resident pandas. They usually get fresh bamboo flown in from China, but that's come to a screaming halt. Bamboo doesn't grow easily on the icy tundras of Canada, and pandas eat nothing but bamboo. Like 40 kilograms of it per panda per day. The zoo flew in bamboo from California to begin with, but the pandas didn't much like the taste of that. And so, to ensure that they have ready access to as much bamboo as their little panda bellies can take, they're going to be flown back to China.
Sport time!
Lawn bowls. It's a sport that you normally associate with your grandparents. But could it become the most popular sport to emerge from the coronavirus pandemic? At least that's what the sport's governing bodies are hoping, predicting the fact that players are almost always separated by a lawn green and there's absolutely no contact involved could mean the pastime that until now has been dominated by senior citizens might just appeal to a younger crowd. Can you see yourself gently rolling a bowl down a green instead of strapping on the footy boots or putting on the cricket gloves or velcroing on the netball bib? No, didn't think so.
Pop Culture Corner.
Each year, some of the craziest bands and kookiest performers from around the world get together in a European city and battle it out in the Eurovision Song Contest. This year's event had to be cancelled because, well, coronavirus. But that didn't stop Australians from holding our very own mini Eurovision competition at the weekend, watching video clips on TV of each of the contestants and voting on our favourite. And the winner, according to Aussies, was Iceland, with a band whose name I won't even attempt to pronounce, but whose song, Think About Things, is already a YouTube hit. And no wonder. The kids from Iceland, a country renowned for its attachment to all things kooky, have produced a song that is catchy and a video that is all kinds of nuts. There's a link to it in today's episode notes.
time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. What is a German cafe attaching to customers' hats to help them maintain healthy social distancing? That's right, it's pool noodles. Question number two. What plant does the average panda eat 40 kilograms of each day? Yeah, that's right, it's bamboo. Question number three. Which country did Australia vote the winner of the Eurovision Song Contest? You got it, it's Iceland.
Yeah! Shout outs.
Today's birthday shout outs go to Sienna from Everton Hills, Emily and Vanessa from Sydney, Isabella from Wodonga, Hayley and Holly from St Ives, Alexis from Cairns, Nolan from Canterbury, Jamie from Tarramurra, Oscar from Canberra, Jack and Alexander from Brisbane, Holly from Adelaide, Fleur from Marrickville, Hayley from DY, Alex from Carina, Hafsa from Hammond Park, Alexis from Warunga, Quinn from Bicton, Oliver from Melbourne, and James from Lilyfield. And a few belated birthday shout-outs too to Amalia from Ashmont, Harriet from Richmond, Jayla from Oran Park, Riley from Taree, Lucy from Sydney, Annabelle from Northcote, James from Greensborough, Hamish from North Balgala, Nathaniel from Epping, Blake from Glendenning, Joanne from Prospect, and George from Mossman Park. Happy birthday, one and all. And a few classroom shout-outs while we're here. A big squiz kids hello to Class 4B at Patrick's Road State School, to Year 5 at All Hallows School, and Mrs. Lucas and Miss Corcoran's 2-3 class, who were so inspired by Squiz Kids, they've gone and started their own podcast. Would love to hear it, kids, if you want to send it on through. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids. We'll be back again tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out. Squiz Kids is proudly supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.